Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As you can tell, based upon Aero Precision and Franklin Armory, I like the AR platform. I like the M4 M16 AR platform. I like it because of its balance. I like it because you can just about make it whatever caliber you want it to be. I'm very partial to the 5.56, but the military is looking to change a few things. Now, one of the designs that has gotten out there, see, the military has said, I mean, it's been 60 years since the AR/M4/M16 platform came along, and it has served us well. There are some people that would get out there and tell you it's not strong enough or something, but see, you can change the ammo that goes into it. That'll take you a long way. The American military has said, in order for us to find another weapon, to field another weapon, we have to see a weapon that is so much better than this platform for us to consider it. And then we're not going to get behind it until we've tested about 100,000 of these in the field. So right now, that's in progress. Now, one of the designs that came along that has seen limited success is the bullpup. Now, these are very interesting weapons. A bullpup takes the action and the magazine and puts it behind the firearm's trigger. Now, the problem with this one is that when you lay your face against the stock of the rifle and you're firing as you're sighting down the length of the rifle, and you can, I mean, a bullpup can actually have a longer barrel and still be shorter overall than the AR-M4 platform can be. But when you're doing that, you're putting it right beside where the detonation's happening. your face is right beside the action. It's right beside the bolt. Lots and lots of movement happening there. This term that came about, bullpup, was first used to describe embellished target pistols. And so nobody really knows when it first came to describe this particular design for rifles. The first example of the bullpup rifle was the obscure British bolt-action Thornycroft rifle and the similar Godsall rifle, also British, both dating from the early 1900s. They were trying at the time to make a short military rifle owing to the unhappy British experience with the long, clumsy rifles during the Second Anglo-Boer War in South Africa. Neither was adopted nor ever referred to by the term bullpup. In 1951, the British briefly adopted the optical-sighted EM2, or the Janssen rifle, which was an innovative bullpup autoloader and 280 British caliber, But that was swept aside by the FAL in 7.60x51 at the insistence of the Churchill administration, bowing to pressure from the U.S. and the balance of NATO to standardize to a 7.60x51 caliber. In the case of the EM2, that was when we first started to see the term bullpup. Now, the modern bullpup military rifle, which was originally attracted because of their compactness, and they were imagined to combine the role of rifle and submachine gun into a single weapon. They were very popular during the 70s and the 80s, but they've sort of fallen out of fashion now, owing to a lack of... There's no ambidexterity to them. A lot of them come with poor triggers and difficulty in reducing stoppages and performing a chamber check. Now, the four current best-known military bullpup rifles are the British SA-80, the Steyr AUG, the French FAMAS, and the Israeli Tabor. And recently, the American-made Desert Tech MDR fits the same description, as does the Kel-Tec RFB. And the Chinese bullpup QBZ-95, adopted by the Chinese military in 2006, replaced their Type 81, which was a Kalashnikov ripoff. And the AUG and the FAMAS and the Tavar can be converted from right-hand to left-hand ejection, but not quickly, not readily, and not definitely not under active field conditions. The SA-80 cannot be converted at all, and thus cannot be shot off the left shoulder without the reciprocating bolt handle striking the shooter in the mouth. Charging handles on the AUG and on the Tavor are non-reciprocating. On the FAMAS, the charging handle is reciprocating, but is on top and does not impact the shooter's face, no matter on which side he has the rifle mounted. Now, the reason most of the triggers on these things are so bad is because of the long distance between the trigger and the sear. Now, the AUG has been imported into the U.S., and they are, you know, manufactured domestically now, so they're fairly common. The Tavor has been actively imported and marketed by IMI in the U.S., so they are also common. The FAMAS was imported briefly in the 70s, but fewer than 200 ever reached our shores. They're very rare over here today. They can be found in France, but the civilian version is chambered for .222 Remington, as France, like Mexico, has a ban on military calibers in civilian hands. Desert Tech and Kel-Tec are both American companies and market their rifles to domestic civilian consumers, but neither has secured military contracts for their wares. The Desert Tech is a very nice rifle. I've held those. They're a very nice rifle. But the SA-80 has never been imported in the U.S., and until recently, their reputation in the field has been very poor. And current production quality is much better, but the entire rifle was refurbished under contract with H&K, but outside the UK, the rifle is virtually unknown. In carbine classes, you will see occasionally a Tavor or an AUG. For people that are small, these are very popular because most of the rifle's weight is to the rear. But most of the people coming to these classes have ARs or XCRs or POFs or AKs or M1As or FALs or PTRs or M1 carbines or SCARs or ARXs. So, as the military, it's going to come down to caliber, not so much design. I would not be, right now, I think the front runner is SIG. And I think it's because they have a rifle and some ammo to go with it that's really close to the M4/AR platform. But we'll see. But the AR platform, the ones that we all have, I'm sitting right beside one right now that is a Aero Precision gun. Very hard to get past that design. Very hard to defeat that design. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. right now beside me and always has been. Well, not always has been. When I was doing radio in Columbia, South Carolina, WOIC AM 1230, I did a show one day on Sharia law. And right after that, somebody came into my chat room and threatened to saw my head off. And they could see me on video. And I had just gotten this Glock 21. And remember now, at that particular time, I was just talking about general politics. But I had just gotten this Glock 21. And I showed that to him. I said, if you make it in the house, I'm going to have to deal with you with this. And ever since then, I have practiced home carry. The thing about home carry is that in the event of a home invasion, they are not going to be concerned at all, not even a little bit, as to whether or not you are prepared for this. In fact, they are counting on you not being prepared. They're counting on shock and awe. And right here beside me right now, I have a gun I just got back. Well, I'll just say it out loud. I have, I'm taking a second look at Glock. So I've got a nice Glock 17 right here with a nice agency arms trigger on it. And I've got my Arrow Precision Rifle, which is just over here because I moved it so I could vacuum over in the corner. So in the event of a home invasion, well, isn't it going to be surprising for these people when they come in while I'm trying to just to do my radio show? But don't worry, if that were to happen, I would mute the mic so that I don't blow up my producer's ears. But do you home carry? Because you should. Now, not counting what I've just told you, let's look at what happened this past Sunday during an evening home invasion and hostage standoff that took place in Kalamazoo County, Michigan. In the end, the homeowner died from his wounds, and the intruder shot three cops before authorities finally took him into custody. And coming from WKZO, we get Comstock Township, Michigan. Authorities are releasing more details on a hostage situation in Comstock Township that left a young husband dead and three officers injured. It happened around 10:30 p.m. Sunday at a home in the 6300 block of Proctor Avenue near King Highway. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller says a wife, her husband, and their child were watching television at the time when the suspect, unknown to the family, broke inside the residence and started 40 minutes of mayhem. Dispatchers received 911 calls from the wife inside the home, who said her husband was downstairs with an intruder. Fuller says the wife took her child out of harm's way and hid it in another room in another part of the house. Law enforcement officers from multiple departments arrived at the scene, and the SWAT team was en route when officers heard a gunshot inside the residence. Officers went into the home to try to save lives, according to Fuller. A homeowner was killed inside the home. The victim has been identified as 22-year-old Christopher Ryan Lee Neal, new to the community and recently moved in about 2 weeks ago. A new homeowner. Maybe the intruder thought the previous resident still lived there and had drugs and money or something valuable. Either way, the intruder went in without regard for human life. Not only did he allegedly kill his hostage, but cops said he shot three responding officers before they dogpiled him. The wounded officers are expected to survive. Unfortunately, the homeowners didn't have the means to fight back handy. And that's a double bad. Because the male homeowner died. Keeping a gun on you is the safest place to keep a personal protection firearm. That goes for while you're out, as well as when you're at home. That your house is not this magical bubble that's going to keep bad guys at bay. It is far from it. The walls of your home don't really offer any more in the way of protection than those no-gun signs work at keeping evil out of public places. They're not even really good. They're not cover at all. They're designed, nowadays, the homes are designed to be less expensive, but more insulating. But that doesn't mean it stops bullets. Now, if you go out there and you look around a little bit, you can find a comfortable way to carry a gun. Then you can figure out what is the right gun for you. And you will probably forget you have the gun on your person. I remember when Nate Square Tactical, who makes a very comfortable holster, they sent me a holster one time. I fell asleep with a Glock, with that Glock 21 in the holster on me. Home carry. Home carry. I know that your home is supposed to be your castle, and it is. But sometimes they storm the ramparts, and you've got to be prepared to repel. When that evening started in Kalamazoo, this young couple and their child were just going to sit down and watch TV. And before it was over, before it was midnight, now there's a widow and an orphan in place in Kalamazoo. And that's maybe 'cause because they had no means of self-defense at hand. And it's a shame. It's heartbreaking to think about how many people die just because they don't think about what might happen. Being prepared for the unexpected is the key to self-defense. And if you're not going to take those, once you prepare for it, once you've done everything you've got, then you can, your awareness needs to stay jacked up. But everything else can go just fine. Everything else can be normal as you want it to be. Just keep your awareness jacked up. But even in the house, even in your home, this is not a magical place that shields you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not predicting how long a Senate trial would last if the House impeaches President Trump.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or they've heard enough and could move to vote on the two articles of impeachment.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is welcoming the Russian foreign minister to our nation's capital. Speaking at the State Department, Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable.
The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections, period. Should Russia or any foreign actor take steps to undermine our democratic processes, we will take action in response.
The foreign minister responded by saying the allegations of interference in the 2016 election are baseless. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Com. Only said that about 1,000,006 times. So right now we're trying to figure out what's going to happen with this, which we won't know until the Supreme Court decides. But during the questioning of Richard Gearing, the attorney representing New York City before the court, Justice Samuel Alito attempted to get a straight answer from the lawyer about whether or not the city believes the Second Amendment exists outside of the home. The justice started by questioning Gearing about the law in question, which was revised by the city after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case in a transparent attempt to avoid judicial scrutiny. Anybody think that's not the way that happened? I think that's exactly the way that happened. But I digress. Justice Alito, Mr. Gearing, are people in New York less safe now as a result of the enactment of the new city and state laws than they were before? Mr. Gearing. No, I don't think so. We made a judgment expressed by our police commissioner that was consistent with public safety to repeal the prior rule and move forward without it. Justice Alito. Well, if it is not less safe, then what possible justification could there have been for the old rule, which you have abandoned? Mr. Gearing. Well, it was a reasonable, as we've outlined in our briefs, it was a reasonable implementation of the state premises license, carry license division. I think, and we explained that there was a verification or verification benefit to the way that that rule was set up. That verification benefit perhaps has not played out as much in practice as it had been predicted, and we believe the police can work harder and make sure that the city stays safe. Justice Alito. So you think the Second Amendment permits the imposition of a restriction and that has no public safety benefit? Mr. Deering. I think you have to look first to consider whether the type of restriction, how the restriction accords with the history under the Second Amendment, before we answer that question. And so I think the right place to start, and for our purposes, maybe starting with shooting ranges, is the best. First key point is that this must be viewed as an adjunct to the premises license. This is not just a general statute or generally applicable statute. It is an adjunct to the premises license. Justice Alito, well, if it is viewed in that way, would it be consistent with the Second Amendment for the city to prohibit any trip by a person holding a premises license to a firing range? I like that question. Mr. Deering, I think that would be doubtful. And the reason the city went beyond what state law says about a premises license and authorized transport to shooting ranges in the city was because the city recognized that training does intersect and is important to effective use of the handgun in the home. Which, that's a bunch of poppycock. They rescinded it, not because they thought, well, this is a good component to owning a gun. You should know how to operate it. They rescinded it because they didn't want judicial scrutiny. Everybody knows that one. Justice Alito knew this. So he decided to pounce on them. He said, so you are conceding, and I take it doubtful means that it would be unconstitutional. You can tell me if you don't know the answer to that question, but if that's what it means, you're conceding that the Second Amendment protects the possession of a firearm outside the home under at least some circumstances. Mr. Deering, I think what I'm conceding is that in the case of a premises license, the Second Amendment has something to say about what effective possession in the home means. And sometimes that may mean that you need to be able to undertake certain activities outside the home. Justice Alito. Well, if the person is taking the firearm, the handgun, from the home to a firing range, the person is out on the streets of New York, and unless a total ban on taking it to a firing range would be consistent with the Second Amendment, it follows that the Second Amendment, under at least some circumstances, protects the possession of a handgun outside the home. Isn't that correct? Mr. Deering, I think that's a fair way to look at that. But from our perspective, the right question regarding a premise license is, did the rule impermissibly burden effective use of a handgun in the premises? In the same way that to get a gun to a premises, you have to get it somewhere outside, you know, purchase it somewhere outside your premises and bring it there, that certain things had to happen outside the home may be integrally related to effective use of a handgun inside the home. But when you look at a premises license, and not speaking about the Second Amendment at large or writ large, but the premises license specifically, the only proper lens to look at the question through is whether the restriction impinges on effective use of the handgun in the home. Now, of course, and that's the way they see it. You know, in New York, you have to have a permission and a permit just to have a gun, just to own a gun. And they call that a premises license. Carrying the gun is a different story altogether. That's a very hard permit to get come by in California. And Deering cannot say, yeah, the Second Amendment protects the right to have a firearm outside the home. That's not their position. It's not the position of gun control advocates, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. The gun control movement argued in favor of Washington, D.C.'s gun ban struck down in Heller. They argued in favor of Chicago's gun ban struck down in McDonald. And when they couldn't come up with any good argument in favor of New York City's gun law, they tried to change it rather than risk a court ruling that might tell lower courts to quit treating the Second Amendment like a second-class right. They don't support the right to keep and bear, and they don't support, well, they don't support the right to keep, and they don't support the right to bear, though they may approve a few individuals having the privilege to do so. Now, Alito did a superb job in demonstrating the games that the gun control activists are playing with the right to keep and bear arms. We'll see if there's four more that are ready to go with this, who are ready to put a stop to them. We'll see. I think Stephen Sambalee, he believes that they're going to moot it. He believes they're going to moot it. And I don't know. Well, we're going to see, but I don't know. But whatever happens, this is the thing that's going to start it. This is going to be the thing that starts things first. Because if they moot it and New York goes back and implements that again, then that changes a lot of things in the dynamic. A lot of things in the dynamic. We'll see where it goes. When we get back, we're going to talk about something called the Affordable Bail Initiative. And we're going to find out what the effect of that has been in Chicago. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we're right now 2 years into an affordable bail initiative that is allowing most accused gun offenders and even accused murderers to be released from jail to await trial. And the Cook County Chief Judge says the program is working fabulously. Talking about Chief Judge Timothy Evans, he said during county budget hearings this past November the 4th, "It's not by magic that we haven't had any horrible incidents occur using this new bail system." There might be a few people out there in Chicago that might disagree with the chief judge if they were still alive to disagree with him. On February 9th, Darrell Williams violated the terms of a court-ordered curfew. He secured an illegal handgun and then fatally shot 45-year-old Daniel Smith in the back of the head, according to prosecutors. 3 months earlier, Judge Stephanie Miller released Williams on a recognizance bond after he was charged with illegally possessing a stolen handgun near a shots-fired incident on the south side. "That was me," he allegedly told police. "I let off 2 rounds to see if the gun worked." Now he's being held without bail. In August, someone shot 34-year-old Neil Summerell as he sat in his car in Humboldt Park. Someone also shot a woman who was in Summerell's vehicle as she tried to run away. Prosecutors say they know who at least one of the shooters was. Antoine Lashley, the 18-year-old, was free on a recognizance bond and electronic monitoring at the time of the shootings after the cops say they caught him with an illegal handgun on the west side in May. Lashley was on juvenile probation for aggravated battery, causing bodily harm at the time of his gun arrest, according to court records. He is now being held without bail as he awaits trial for murder. In May, prosecutors say 30-year-old Antawan Smith murdered 15-year-old Jalen Elzy in a and drive-by shooting. When police arrested Smith during a traffic stop 2 weeks later, they reported finding a loaded handgun in his car. And at the time of the murder, he was free on bail while awaiting trial for class 10 felony armed violence with a weapon, felony manufacture delivery of cocaine, felony repeated unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, and felony aggravated fleeing. He was on parole for illegal possession of a handgun when they arrested him on those charges in September. His bond amount, $6,000. That means you have to put up $600 to get out. Now he is held without bail as he awaits trial for Elzy's murder and the earlier charges. In May 2018, a judge released 18-year-old Randy Wilson to await trial after prosecutors charged him with criminal trespass to a vehicle. But then things escalated when Chicago police allegedly found him carrying a handgun 1 month later, illegally. But another judge released him to await trial again. 3 weeks later, 50-year-old man told police that Wilson and three other men robbed him and two teenagers on the south side. Police arrested Wilson and wrote in a report that he was wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet when they found him. Prosecutors charged him with two counts of attempted robbery with a firearm. He paid a $2,500 deposit bond to get out of jail. And, of course, the judge ordered him to be on electronic monitoring, which didn't help much before. In March, he skipped court and remained AWOL for about 5 weeks until another man reported that Wilson walked up to his car and pointed a handgun at him. A judge finally decided to have Wilson held without bail, and the Cook County Sheriff's Office filed an escape charge against him. On August the 19th, he pleaded guilty to attempted robbery and to unlawful use of a weapon in the two most recent cases. Judge Carol Howard sentenced him to 2.5 years for the robbery case and a consecutive 1 year term for pointing the gun at the guy who was sitting in his car. He's currently in prison, and he will be out on May the 20th of next year. But here's another part that Chief Judge Evans apparently didn't find horrible. After Wilson reported to prison, prosecutors charged him with 5 counts of attempted murder and aggravated discharge of a firearm. They say he shot a 17-year-old boy back in March, on March 9th, 2 days before he went missing from court, while he was supposed to be on electronic monitoring. This kid was busy. In April, police were arrested 39-year-old Quentin Nelson after they allegedly found bags of crack cocaine in his pockets and a loaded handgun in his back seat during a traffic stop. He denied knowing anything about the gun in his car or the packages of drugs in his pants. He has six previous felony narcotics convictions, according to court records. A judge allowed him to go home by posting a $1,000 deposit bond. Last month, while free on the gun case, Nelson shot a 44-year-old man on the far south side. He's now being held without bail while awaiting trial for attempted murder. This is what happens under the affordable bail program. I mean, I couldn't have, you know, you can't make some of this stuff up. There's just no way I could do it. I mean, you start reading about what these guys are and what they've done, and then it's like a snowball at the top of a very nice gradual slope. It's going to roll, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you got a guy, this is the judge, and this is about the same. This is the same thing that's happening now in schools, because this is all about stats, and this is all about racial justice. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have no problems fighting racism at all. None. But doing, you know, stopping something from happening because of a quota, which is what this is about. This is an attempt to equalize who's in jail because it isn't fair. That's what it boils down to. It's not fair. And we're trying to make it fair. And what we're doing as we try to make it fair is what ends up happening is we get felons on the street doing what they do, being criminals. And this judge is sitting here saying, nothing horrible's happened. But you just heard what just a handful of these people have done, how much damage they're doing in the community. And, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They just fired the chief of police in Chicago for ethical lapses. And, I don't know what he did that was ethically not good. But this judge that I just told you about, that's a deluded individual. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.